Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
And the gun is low. Stamps his foot. Takes the snap. Here comes the rush. He's rolling. He's tackled. Sacked by Smith. Nolan Smith got him all the way back at the 30.
I don't think Jordan Love is used to the type of speed that Nolan Smith brings to the game.
Well, a spectacular game by the Eagles defense, and I think more than anybody by Nolan Smith, who was all over the place yesterday, particularly early. I mean, totally changed the game, knocking out the one offensive lineman, had two sacks, one late, had a great run stuff early in the game, had a special teams play that was, I mean, he was great. All right, let's talk to Seth Joyner. Seth knows what it's like to be a great linebacker for the Philadelphia Eagles, and Seth is brought to us by Bradford White Water Heaters. How you heat your water matters, so whether it's a tank or tankless model, choose Bradford White. Visit bradfordwhite.com. Seth, good morning to you. How are you, bud?
What's happening, y'all?
It's all good, man. In the Elite Eight, if I could use an NCAA tournament reference.
Hey, man, that's all that matters, to get to the next round when you're in the playoffs.
You had to be proud of that D yesterday, man. What a frickin' performance by the Philadelphia Eagles defense, which, Seth, I think it is. I'm now to the point where I'm ready to say I feel confident it's the Eagles' best D since your group. 91, totally different level, no doubt. But all due respect to the Jim Johnson group, Trot, Doc, Hugh, all those guys, Bobby T, Troy, love them all. This defense is the best I've seen since yours. It was an A-plus yesterday, Seth.
Well, it was. And, I mean, you know, comparably, they're the first team since, you know, our 91 defense to actually go number one in total offense.
Yeah.
Not in total offense across the board, but total.
Exactly. Defense.
Total defense. Yards.
Yeah.
Impressive. And it's going to be real curious for me to watch how they continue to progress. I think N'Kobe Dean is a big loss for them.
Made him so uniquely good?
He's the green dot, and when you wear the green dot, that means you know exactly what the heck is going on everywhere. Mm. You know, and the way he played, the way they like to shift down mid-cadence for opposing quarterbacks into the five-man line with Zach Bond. They did some things yesterday that definitely had
to the throw, under. Had they to went throw under with that, with him as the buck, like a Sam on the end of the line of scrimmage?
Well, I mean, they shift him up on the line of scrimmage. They, you know, sunk down the defensive end of that side. Mm-hmm. And then the defensive end still rushed outside, and they dropped him off in coverage a couple of times. Normally, when they get down that five-man front, he becomes part of the rush.
Yeah.
Well, they dropped him off and took away the quick slant on that side, and he became a flat player on that side.
Is that why the quarterback didn't see him? It was so unconventional for that guy to drop?
No, I think it was just a good change of pace, because they've shown that before, and I think Vic Fangio's intention early was to limit the run game by getting to the five-man front. Anytime you're in the five-man front and you run the ball, you're talking about man blocking across the board. And that's just a battle that, you know, that's in the Eagles' favor. You know, you ask why that was so important that, you know, we're going to be missing N'Kobe Dean, because when I look at him in the middle of the field, he understands most of the time he's a one-gap player to a fast flow. I'm not so sure, you know, that some of the other guys is doing the backing up and playing that really understands it. And even in the coverage piece of it, there was one time where Zach Bond was on the outside of a receiver and Oren Burke broke from the inside and he didn't maintain leverage. He winds up knocking Oren Burke off the ball. The receiver cuts back inside, picks up, you know, a long yardage first down. And just, you know, you don't see N'Kobe Dean do stuff like that.
But is that the type of thing that is just familiarity between Zach Bond and N'Kobe Dean, where Oren Burks could get to where they're not running over each other, where they actually do understand where the zone drops for everyone?
And Burks played a little bit this year. Am I right that N'Kobe missed like a game or two?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
okay,
he had
the abdomen. That's good at least.
Yeah. But he's a far cry from the...
Well, listen, when
N'Kobe
he was in
Dean
Tampa,
accuracy,
when he was in Tampa, people got to remember, when he was in Tampa, you know, he played some significant time. I was hopeful when we brought him here that he'd be one of the guys, you know, that really competed.
Mm-hmm.
And then just out of nowhere, he disappeared during training camp.
Maybe because the other two guys were so great.
Kobe Dean just, I mean, maybe he took it.
Yeah, maybe Zach Vaughn and N'Kobe. I mean,
I wasn't the one who believed in the whole, oh, you know, when N'Kobe beat out, you know, Devin White. I'm like, come on, man. If that was the case, there would have been a time in the preseason where N'Kobe Dean would have been in the lineup as the number one. He didn't become the clearly defined number one until something happened before week one and Devin White didn't even make the trip. And then everybody started chirping, oh, well, he beat him out. Well, why wasn't he beating him out? Why? Because every time that I went to training camp, we had a depth chart. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah,
and that depth chart clearly defined who the hell the starters were.
That matters. That depth chart matters a lot.
Absolutely.
And that's a lot of pride.
Well, here's what I
there was no ambiguity as to who the starters were.
I'll tell you what I think. I'll tell you what I think happened. I think they were giving Devin White the benefit of the doubt for some extra weeks, but it finally became obvious enough of this. And then Devin White didn't want to play special teams.
We never saw him play.
Well, but they saw him play in practice. I mean, they saw. All right, Seth, let's talk about the offense. What stood out to you yesterday? Eagles offense.
They won the game. They won the game. Plain and simple. You know, I
the defense won the game, though.
No, they won the game. Because you have to put points on the board. Guess what? If the offense doesn't put 22 points on the board and the Green Bay Packers put 10 points on the board, the way that the game goes, the Eagles lose, and we don't have a game next week. See, Philadelphia, this is y'all's problem. You need to learn how to be a little more grateful for the blessings that you get. It could have easily been the other way around that we're crying and boo-hooing and talking about Nick Sirianni's job and everything else today, rather than being grateful for the fact that we get another Sunday to play another playoff game. We want to bitch and complain about, oh, the offense only. Stop it. Stop it already.
Well, it was really a Jalen issue. It's not an offensive line issue.
I don't care who it is. But Seth, because we saw enough bad quarterback play.
Well, sure.
Okay, over the weekend that we can just – the quarterback threw two touchdown passes. I don't care that
He had 30 seconds to throw that pass.
And he
completed it.
And you act like other quarterbacks don't do it.
They don't have that much time normally.
You act like other quarterbacks don't have that kind of time and that they don't normally complete it.
They don't normally.
So
the other quarterbacks
normally.
But hold on, you're not defending Jalen today, are you?
I'm defending the fact that we won the game.
Okay, but what did you make of Jalen?
Jalen did what he had to do. He does what he always does.
Yeah, but he wasn't.
Good. No, you guys.
Seth, that's like saying Izell Jenkins. Why you guys had a good defense?
You act like who this football team is supposed to magically change. I get it.
I agree. This is what they are.
This is who they've been all year long. Okay,
I agree.
When they need Jalen to make plays, like you want to know when the most critical play in the game was, the critical down. Because yesterday, they're leading the game. The Packers pull within one, and you can kind of feel the momentum shifting in the game. Okay? The offense has sputtered and stumbled for a couple of series, and then all of a sudden, Jalen hits Devontae for 28 yards. Then Jalen checks at the line of scrimmage. Boom. Hits Dallas Goedert. He goes down the sideline. They answer. They go back up by two scores. See, that kind of stuff is more important to me than how many statistical yards a quarterback has. You know, sometimes these people, you know, John, and I feel your pain because I listen to the nonsense while I'm driving in here sometimes. And you're like the Lone Ranger, but don't worry about it.
I'm in trouble. Seltzer, buckle me up here. I'm in trouble.
Tonto is here to give you some support, okay? I'm only here for an hour, but I'm here to support you. All right?
Thanks.
Listen,
thanks.
I get the sense sometimes, you know, and I'm on social media, so I hear the clown stuff as well. And I see the clown stuff. I get the sense that everybody would rather have Jalen throw for 300 yards and we lose the game.
Not true.
And then you could sit
Not
back.
Not true.
Then you could sit back and complain about everything else rather than.
That's Seth, that's not true. people would rather they win than lose, but
you
but
want
people,
statistics,
Joe. That's not true.
That is true.
That's not true. I want him to
everybody's
be
a, point. Everybody's point is, oh, he's got to play better. Oh, he's got to play better. What did the coach say?
Well, hold on. First off, Seth, coach is speaking, coach talk. That's number one. I said at the start of the show, they may win a Super Bowl with him playing like this. Because the team is so great. But no one looks at your defense in the late 80s and early 90s and says you guys were great because of Izell Jenkins.
Listen.
No one says that.
If this offense, no matter what you say under Jalen's direction, no matter what
And I'm not saying he's as bad as Izell.
No matter what you say, okay?
Okay.
They score 28 points a game. If our offense back then would have gave us 28 points per game, we'd have been marching
well,
our asses down Broad Street and up to the art museum, okay?
Of course.
That's
yeah.
a fact. So stop complaining
but Seth,
and just enjoy the ride,
well,
Joe.
It's
a Super Bowl
team. I'm enjoying
and
it, but
everybody else, enjoy the ride.
Boy.
Shut it up. And then you know what you can do? You know what you can do? When they lose, now you can talk about what they didn't do, and you can bring all the negativity. Philadelphia is so negative because we can't appreciate a damn thing. Nothing.
Well,
we don't do it.
There's
That's the problem.
Some of what you said I agree with, some I don't. I'll tell you this. I think the biggest play
Great
of the game,
point, Seth.
Biggest play of the game was that the Eagles special team gave the Eagles the ball at the 20-yard line 6 seconds into the game. That was the biggest play in the game. The Eagles went from kicking the ball off to having the ball 6 seconds into the game at the 20-yard line. Biggest play of the game.
That's why you got three phases, Joe.
Well, I understand that.
That's why you got three phases. You act like this is something that like this is an anomaly. Well, listen, you want to know why you got three phases?
No, this is the regular that he's not that good.
This is why you have three phases. You got three phases because when the offense isn't getting it done or they're struggling, okay, the special teams and the defense carries the load until they can get it
they're
right.
They're a great team. Okay? We all agree with that.
Well, then what are you complaining about?
Well, first off, I don't know if complaining is the right term. I am pointing out that Jalen may be a preventative factor for them winning the Super Bowl.
No. You see,
no?
We continue to live
he
in
He may
this,
not be?
We continue to live until he proves that to you. You have no basis or no grounds
well,
for
we'll see, but
because
he,
you know what you do? You sit
what?
Back. All we do is we consider the if, okay? We did the same damn thing with Saquon and if he does. Let's talk about facts, James.
Let me give opinions
Seth,
and preview
about,
and think
Seth,
what's going to happen.
The team is 14-3.
Let me ask you a question.
I think they're going to win the Super Bowl.
Than anybody else.
The team is 14-3.
Seth,
they just won their first playoff.
Right, let me ask you a question.
We're sitting up here talking about ifs.
Seth, when the Cowboys won in 95, did they win because of Barry Switzer? Or did they win because of Irvin, Emmett, Troy, offensive line, defense.
It's always about the players.
Well, that's part of it. But my point is, they won in spite of Barry Switzer.
No, they won because they had the players.
That's my point.
They had the better team.
Okay,
they didn't have the better quarterback.
I believe
Troy Aikman wasn't all that great.
He was tremendous.
No, he wasn't all that great.
He was tremendous.
Go look statistically.
I'm not talking about stats. He was a great player.
See.
I'm not talking about stats.
You're forming the narratives where you want to form them. Because you know what people do? People look at the stat line. Oh, 13 of whatever for 131 yards. And then they go blind because they don't see the damn touchdown.
Do you think Jalen...
They go blind because they don't go to the end of the line and see the 111 rating.
Do you think Jalen...
You understand what I'm saying, John?
Do you think Jalen...
I told you I'm here to rescue you today, my friend.
Do you think Jalen was good yesterday?
Jalen was good enough yesterday.
I know he was good enough. Do you think
he's good enough?
Do you think
that's all that mattered yesterday? That's all that mattered yesterday.
Well, that's like saying Mario Chalmers was good enough because he played with LeBron, Wade, and Bosh. Okay, but then what?
Did they win a championship?
Yes.
Okay, then he was good enough.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean he's good.
He was good enough.
I agree.
Okay?
We agree.
Every year is different.
And next week, I think he'll be better.
In 2017, they were good enough to win the Super Bowl. Okay? Mm-hmm. In 2000,
Seltzer put Adam Eaton into the Phillies Hall of Fame. Adam Eaton was good enough.
22.
He was good enough.
Guess what? They were good enough. They were almost good enough, short by 3 points to get there. Right now, they're good enough to play next week. And guess what?
Yeah.
That's all the damn matters.
Okay, let's get some phone calls in here. Let's see where the battle lines have been drawn. Funny thing is, we're all excited they won, but you know, consternation's in the air. It's all right.
It doesn't seem, the problem is, it doesn't seem like everyone is excited. enough.
No, I think people
this really is a massive deal right at the gates to win a playoff game by double digits against a pretty good team. I mean, they're not the world beater team with some of the injuries and stuff, but that Packers team that we beat by 5 to start the season, yep. We just beat them by 12. That is a comfortable playoff win against a good opponent.
I think that's the worst the Eagles will play. I'm incredibly optimistic
moving
forward.
The passing game. Jalen's
going to be better. He was rusty. Yeah. I expected him to be rusty. I'm surprised everyone's freaking out with how rusty he was when we expect him to be rusty. He hasn't looked that bad all year. He's a much better quarterback than what he was yesterday. But we can say that yesterday he didn't look great. That's okay. He's going to be much better moving forward.
Yeah, I think he's better than that. I wouldn't say he's much better. But anyway, everyone's got their opinion. Let's go to the phones. Seth Joyner with us in studio this entire hour. Ed in Phoenixville right now. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, team. Good morning, Seth. How's everyone doing?
Doing well, Ed.
Good, buddy.
What's happening?
Nothing much. Seth, my wife said,
Don't be afraid, Ed. Whichever side of this you're coming down on, I promise you, if you disagree with Seth, he will not punch you. I promise you.
I don't punch anybody. I just spit the facts and the truth, and it is what it is, and it moves people how it moves them.
Sometimes I want to punch people.
All right, go ahead. I'm joking around. Go ahead.
I'll try not to channel my inner Chuck from Mount Airy with Seth like last week, but I see, you know, the big picture. Obviously, we won the game. We won the turnover differential. To John's point, we saw some funky looks on the defensive line. They were doing a lot of twists and stunts and just crazy games, messing with pre-snap reads and stuff. And the fact is, he didn't turn the ball over. So that's
It's a tremendous strength. It's a tremendous strength of his. He's phenomenal at that.
So I'll table sort of the long-term concerns because, you know, we do have a game next week. I am really, really concerned about N'Kobe Dean's, first of all, his condition. I hope he's okay. But just knowing, seeing, and the game really didn't mean that much, and I talked about it last week when he wasn't in there against the Cowboys and they made Rico Dowdle look like Emmitt Smith for like three-quarters of the game. I just hope that with increased first-team reps that Burks will kind of have a better showing next weekend. Do you think he's capable of that, Seth?
Good question, Ed. Good question, buddy. Appreciate it. What do you make of Burks when you see him?
I think it's in there. I don't know that from a coverage perspective that he could be what N'Kobe, you know, was to the defense. But there's no doubt about it from a run standpoint. You know, it's really, as a linebacker, understanding where you fit in all your fronts, understanding where they're trying to attack you formationally, and being able to get there. Like, you know, that screenplay that N'Kobe diagnosed yesterday and he actually beat the offensive lineman there. I mean, that kind of stuff comes from, you know, being on the field and playing, but it also comes from, you know, the level of study that you put in.
It makes them look faster. Like Zach Bond and N'Kobe Dean played so fast this year. There was no thinking. It was automatic reaction, and that is great coaching, that's great understanding of the truth of what Seth's talking about. Seth, where everyone fits.
Let me ask you a question. So, you know, you and John, the two guys here that play, you two could answer this. We can only, you know, imagine how we'd feel. So if you're a guy like N'Kobe and you were within a couple weeks of being eligible for a new contract and maybe getting to get $20 million. Now maybe the Eagles wouldn't have given it to him, but you know, he certainly had a shot at $20 million in 2 months. What is that like? I mean, maybe you didn't experience it, but you've been around guys. Like Byron Evans was about to sign, got injured, never played again. N'Kobe will probably play again, but like, that's got to be crushing, man.
It is. It is, because you worked all of these years to build up to this. Like, I can remember, being in Arizona coming off the field and someone ran up to me and told me what happened with Byron. And I was almost in tears. I was heartbroken because I know that was his chance.
Yeah,
that was his opportunity, you know, to get his bag. He had labored and toiled all of these years as a really good inside linebacker, and the Eagles had offered him something. He was like, "Nah, let's," you know.
It was the next game,
and he turned it down in the next game.
Yep.
you know, he blows his knee out and he never ever played another down of football. And all of that potential, you know, generational wealth went right out the window with it. So I get it. I get it. It's heartbreaking.
Yeah. The good news is N'Kobe's probably won't be that serious. We don't know, but chances are he'll be back out there some point next year.
Modern medicine, that was 30 years ago.
Totally.
Different, you know?
Right. It is different, but the trip back, no matter how you cut it, the end of the year, when you have a season-ending injury that's going to take, who knows, 6 months, 8 months, 9 months.
Yeah.
That's not, he might not be ready for the start of next season.
No, I know.
If it's that kind of thing. Like, that trip back where you're staring at these fluorescent lights every single morning for the entire offseason. Like, you're getting there at whatever it is, 6:30 in the morning, and you're rehabbing all day.
Yeah.
You might take a break at lunch.
You got to do the work.
You got then you got to do your work out and your film study and everything else that the guys are doing. But your first goal is just getting back to where you can play football again.
It's sad. It's sad.
Exhausting.
I thought N'Kobe's look yesterday, because the play itself didn't look that bad, but he had this look on his face. It's almost like a nothingness.
It was like a blank stare.
Yeah. I thought it was three things. One, I'm hurt. Two,
I didn't know.
I'm not going to be able to continue on this journey with this team as an active player this year. Like, I'm out.
He's trying to process that.
And three, I thought all this went through his head in 20 seconds. And three, I probably just lost my chance at a big payday in the next 2 months.
I don't know about that.
I don't know, but I'm just saying that was what my sense.
No, I think the main thing, Joe, is, you know, man, we're on the precipice of winning it all. And
this
I got a chance to be a part
Bowl
of
team.
I
know.
And it's over. Like, when he got up and he slammed his helmet on the ground, I'm like, he's done.
He knew.
He's done.
Good morning to you. Great sounds from about 40 years ago. All right, so the Eagles a lot better than 40 years ago when Marion Campbell was the coach. They have cranked it up.
James.
Yeah, it is, man. It really
so
is.
So good.
Did you see the new one last year at some point, 2 years ago, whenever it was, the new Beverly Hills Cop?
Yeah, probably.
I did. I liked it. I thought it was entertaining. It was fun. It was harmless.
It was.
There was a new Beverly Hills Cop?
Yes.
Yeah, it was about a year ago. It was not that
I did
good.
Not know that.
Yeah, I thought we talked about it, but.
Really?
I could be wrong.
Is it a TV show?
It was like.
It was a Netflix movie.
Direct
it was
to
on Netflix.
Streaming.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so I got three different Twitter poll questions of the day. Then we're going to get to the Merrill Montage and more phone calls here with Seth Joyner in the studio with us. So Twitter poll questions brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin is offering huge savings on every leftover 2024 Chevrolet remaining in inventory. Together, let's drive. ArminChevy.com. First poll question, who would you rather see the Eagles play? Seth, would you rather see the Eagles play the Rams or the Vikings?
Don't care.
Okay. John, how do you think people...
Great response.
Just bring on whoever. I don't care.
All right, John, how do you think people voted?
I'm going to guess people want to play the Rams by 60%.
71% the Rams.
Wow. Jeez.
29% Vikings. All right, second poll question. Seth, let's give this one to you. Was A.J. Brown out of line reading a self-help book during the game, yes or no?
Man, let me tell you something. Anything that guy's got to do to get a woo-side moment, because he was going through it yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay? Whatever you got to do to calm it down, because we just don't need another passing.
He did seem very calm.
Yes.
No, he handled it well.
He was very comfortable with all that.
A lot of people had a problem. What was the name of the book? I think it's...
Inner Excellence.
Inner Excellence. If that's not a Woosai book, I don't know what is.
All right, John, how do you think people voted? He was out of line or not?
61% say he was not.
82% say he was not.
Wow. Okay.
There you go. All right, third poll question.
I think it's a little out of line having a book on the side.
I think it is too.
I would not try to take a book. He says he has it all the time on the sideline. That's a big book.
Therapeutic.
That's a big book.
Therapeutic.
How do you get that on their sideline?
No, it's therapeutic. It's therapeutic. You got a bookmarker, and there's a specific quote or paragraph that he needs to bring him back to balance.
Yeah.
I have no problem with it.
Put it on a piece of paper, though.
This is just the new age.
It's the new age.
Like, back in my day, you would have got kicked off the sideline for something like
that. I think so,
like
too.
That. You understand what I'm saying?
Imagine doing that to Ditka, John.
No.
Oh, my God.
No.
Seltzer, someone's reading a book with Mike Ditka coaching.
It's a book.
Good luck there, buddy.
You can't take books.
Yeah.
He would have been lauded as, you know, a great player, a great teammate if it was his playbook.
Well, yeah. It's,
yeah. Houston, but it's not.
All right, third poll question. Ree, what's your answer to this one? Which of these is your main reaction to the news the Sixers are going to stay in South Philly with the new arena? Is it A, good news? It can be all three of these, but which hits you the most, Ree? It's good news, or B, the Sixers' approach was really annoying, or C, credit to the Sixers for being great negotiators?
The Sixers' approach was very annoying.
Yeah.
They literally, I think this deal was in the back pocket all the time that it had been offered to them. What you put those people in Chinatown through was unnecessary. What you put the city through, you know, all the wasted time on all those legislative, it was ridiculous. It made the mayor look bad, too.
Well, it made the mayor and city council look bad. You know, I think they probably had this as an escape option the whole time in their mind, but they couldn't exercise it until the Flyers / Comcast sweetened the offer, and they did. I don't know. It's a really unique situation. We'll talk more about it tomorrow. Today was obviously heavy on the Eagles.
It feels like that was mishandled, but I don't know. Yeah. I don't know all the details of it.
I mean, the Flyers clearly changed their offer. So
I guess.
I mean, they did.
But it's so messy, and this is people's lives. I mean, this is people's home.
I know. All right, John, how do you think people voted? Good news, approach annoying, or credit to the Sixers?
Approach annoying, 70.
Second place, approach annoying, 45%. 48% say good news.
Yep, it is good news.
It is good news. Yeah. And 7% say credit to the Sixers. Look, I think all three things are true, but it's just a matter of, you know.
So that was Josh Harris, Daryl Morey, Nick. I'm trying to go the 7%. I'm trying to.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Let's hear how it sounded yesterday on WIP. Marilyn Mike on the call. The Eagles for the third time with Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni got a playoff victory. There should be a lot more up ahead and probably one coming up in now 6 days. Let's listen to how Marilyn Mike called the game.
Elliott hits it, it is high, and Nixon takes it at the goal line. He's out to the 5, 15, 20, and he does not reach the 30. He is hit hard.
Ball came out.
The Eagles having a turnover on the very first play of the game. How about that way to start the game? Up the middle he goes. He's at the 25, 20, down to the 13 goes Saquon Barkley. What a start for this football team. Hurts, flops, he's looking, he's rolling. Still looking, and he is firing for the end zone. Touchdown! Wide open, Johan Dotson. Low. He looks. Going deep down the far side of the field. And it
Slay
is
took
incomplete.
It.
And Slay, it is Slay
took it.
Slay.
Big play. Slay takes it away.
Back goes Love. He's looking. He has time. He fires, and it's intercepted by Bourne. Bourne at midfield. Bourne runs out of bounds at the 45. Zach Bourne. First team All-Pro. Hurts, fires, complete wide open Smith. 40, 35, that's more like it.
Yeah,
Hurts
there it is.
Rolling left and firing to Devontae Smith for a big pickup right there of 28 yards. He is going to throw. He does in the flat. A nice catch by Goddard, who breaks the tackle across the 5. Touchdown, Goddard.
Beast. He beasted him. He catches a simple flare pattern out into the flat, Merrill, and the cornerback is there, and he just beast modes him, pushes him in the face, not once, twice, and into the end zone.
Love back. He is going deep downfield, and it is intercepted! Intercepted! The first interception of Quinjon Mitchell's career.
How about that? It's the fourth takeaway by this defense on the night.
Hurts gives it to Barkley. And Barkley plows forward, and there's 100 yards. Again, it goes to Barkley. And again, he breaks. He's at the 40, and he falls down. He could have taken that home. He was out in front of the world. He could have taken that to the distance.
Yes.
But he said, I will do the gentlemanly thing. I will fall down and run out the clock. It wasn't the best game the Eagles ever played, but it was a very solid win.
The Eagles get the victory. They'll be playing on Sunday at 3 o'clock, and that'll be against either Minnesota or Los Angeles. To the phones we go, Chuck in Mount Airy. What's going on, Chuck?
Hey, yeah, listen, good morning. Hey, Seth, let me ask you something, right? And I just want to say this, right? Listen, I respect you as a human being, and I respect you as a football player, and you played for this team. But you have no right to tell us as Philadelphians what we're supposed to be grateful for and what we're not supposed to be grateful for. I take that personally. Because when everything hits the fan, and you as a player or Jalen Hurts as a player going to another team or you retire, we're left here buying merchandise, going to the stadium, still tailgating, you know what I mean, still cheering for this team through and through. And last time I checked, this organization got one Super Bowl ring. One. We've supported this team through and through. So you have no right. We have every right to come on here and complain about a game that we feel like ain't good enough from the quarterback. And that's just the bottom line of it.
You
ain't good enough
you done?
From the quarterback.
You done?
You have your opinion on it, and we have ours.
Are you
and
done?
What we watch is what we watch.
Are you done?
That guy yesterday did not play good enough for us to win against
are you
a
done?
Well, he did play
done?
He did play good
that's
enough.
Chuck, wait,
he didn't play
no,
good.
No,
he didn't play
no,
good.
No,
I'm just correcting something he said.
Team. He said against a better team.
I'm sorry.
He said against a better team.
Okay. He called in.
Shut your mouth, Joe, and stay out of it.
He called in.
Except the grown man, let him say what he got to say.
Yeah, and you are you done?
I'm done. I'm saying what I'm saying. I'm
are,
done
you done,
what I'm saying.
Are you done, though? Are you done?
I think the answer is no. He's not done.
I want to rebut what you said.
All right, rebut, Seth. Go ahead.
Okay. You are certainly entitled to your opinion, Chuck. Okay? I get paid to do this, bro. You call in as a fan because you want to voice your opinion. Okay? As somebody who played the game, I got a little more depth in my opinion of what I think and what I say. Okay.
So, no.
I shut my mouth and I let you talk. Okay. Now you do me the damn respect of shutting your mouth and letting me talk. Okay. Let me speak my piece. You got a choice. Okay. I didn't leave Philadelphia because I wanted to leave Philadelphia. I left Philadelphia because you know what? Norman Braman and everybody else associated with it brought that about. Okay. You got a choice. You can spend your money wherever the hell you want to spend it, okay? So the one thing you don't do, you got the ability to call in the WIP and talk to everybody, and I listen to it all, Chuck, but what you ain't going to do, you ain't going to come on here and tell me what I should say and how I should think and how I should analyze a game that I've given my life, my soul, my blood, everything to. You're not going to do that. You're not going to do that. Because I sit back and I look at this city. And you know what? Sometimes the city is a little ungrateful. Okay? Sometimes you are ungrateful. I get it. I feel the pain. You think I don't feel the pain of this city not having Super Bowls and winning Super Bowls? You think that I'm pleased with my 8 years here that we didn't get the damn job done as the best damn defense in this city that will ever be known? You think I don't understand that? But I'm not going to sit here and let y'all just beat this kid up because he went out and did the best he could yesterday and y'all ungrateful. Because you know what? We could be talking about something completely different
Seth,
right
that's
now.
That's not being ungrateful.
No.
It's giving an opinion. You have a different opinion. But to yell at fans and everybody here that we're ungrateful because the opinion was he wasn't great, that's unfair too.
Can you enjoy the fact that they won the game?
I did enjoy it. I was there.
Yeah, but Seth,
okay,
here's
then.
The part I
but
think.
That's my, but
Seth,
that's my point.
Here's the
that's
part.
My
I,
thing.
Here's the part I think you're missing. That a lot of what people are saying is, I'm concerned if he plays like this again, my team might lose against a better team. Don't you think that's a reasonable point, Seth?
You can have that, Joe. But you know what? I heard it the last 2 weeks. Two things can be true, right?
Of course.
Okay? Give me the evidence of what's happening. The truth of the matter is the team is playing next week. And instead of us talking about what's going to happen next week and the possibility of moving on to the NFC Championship, we're talking about that this ain't good enough.
Well, yeah.
We're talking about the game yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know we're saying I mean, not I, good I, enough. I, we're saying I'm concerned it might not be. No one's predicted the Eagles lose next week, but
almost,
a lot of people are saying I'm concerned.
It's almost a precursor that sets you up for if they lose next week. Because now we can cut Jalen every which way to Sunday because we saw this coming. Instead of us just saying, hey, you know what? He didn't play his best football, but when he needed to make plays for this team to win, he made plays. And guess what? We get them to play another Sunday, okay, where 16 other teams are making reservations
sure.
to go fishing, to
yeah.
play golf, to go on vacation, to do all these other things,
yeah.
okay? My point is, and maybe ungrateful might be a little strong, for people with little hurt feelings that can't handle the damn truth, okay? But the truth is, okay, we get to play another Sunday, okay? I get to work another pre- and post-game next week. I get to come in here with you guys one more Monday and do this. You understand what I'm saying? Where it could be completely different.
That's not given.
We could be. I could be packing up and taking my ass back to Arizona. That's what I could be doing. But you know what I am? I'm grateful that we got another week to do this. We got another week to watch this team on this road to try to get Super Bowl 59.
All right, let's do what we do every single day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
All right, time's yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with time's yours.
Hey, John, really, man, you've got to put down the pom-poms for Jalen. He's too young. He's this. The Eagles had four turnovers yesterday, one of which gave the Eagles offense an easy touchdown. So that means we had one touchdown the entire game with four extra possessions. That is not average. That is below average. Time's yours.
Their defense was good, too.
Ah, finally. Thank you, Seth Joyner. Joe DeCamera, shut up!
Thank you so much, Seth, for putting Joe in his place. We love it.
God bless Seth Joyner.
What you talking about,
Woods? They won the game.
Go, John.
I would love to comment on the Eagles' win yesterday, but I am reading this book during a playoff game. Hello? Time's yours.
That's pretty good.
This is reminiscent of the body bag game, baby. Defense wins playoffs. We're on our way.
E-A-G-L-E-S.
Go! This is about the most eclectic group of day after calls we've ever gotten. Keep going.
Keith Hedge graded down, sent back to Title Town. Divisional round, here we come. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
E!
And with that, we shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
So for everyone listening that can't see us, which is everybody, just know Seth has cracked a couple smiles here. I mean, you know, it's just, it's all good. It's all good. By the way, Seth, I wanted Chuck to retort your retort. I'm not making this up. The phone line went weird.
Yeah, we lost like three calls at once. It was weird. I don't know what happened.
He got disconnected, and it wasn't any of us. Like, the phone system knocked him off.
It was the baritone in my voice.
Yeah, you scared him. Scared him away. All right, let's get to Drew in Westchester. Good morning, Drew.
Happy Victory Monday, folks. Joe, I just got to make sure you're not doing a puzzle during the game tonight, right? Because I need you scouting these opponents.
I might. I don't know. That's possible. Non-Eagles games, I will puzzle at times.
Yeah, I was a little concerned.
Dude, it's a great
no.
Football games are a great game to puzzle to. Non-Eagles.
No, they're not.
Because you got to play every 30 seconds. And you get you look down for 25 seconds. That's
easy.
You
got to chart and analyze, Joe. There's no time.
There's a lot that goes on between plays.
I hear the announcers. I hear the announcers and I see my puzzle.
The point is, you're puzzling, man. It's not something that should really push you in any direction.
I'm rocking.
Like,
you ready for this? I'm rocking three puzzles right now.
What are the pictures?
One at my place, one at Amy's, and one at my mom's.
What are the pictures?
Oh, I don't know. I mean,
are we talking like puppy dogs? What is hot air balloons? What are your puzzle pictures?
Yesterday was one of the one I finished was the U.S. Capitol.
Rivers?
It's a
U.S. Capitol.
It's an AI-generated quarterback.
Yeah. Right.
All right, Drew,
quarterback.
Drew, give me your Eagles point here, buddy.
Yeah, I know you only got a couple minutes. I'll try to go quick. You know, I thought it was a real just like business-like win. You know, I got nervous when it got to 16-10, but to their credit, they didn't. They stuck to their identity. And I know we got to talk about like AJ with the book, but I think what you didn't see from the Eagles yesterday was you didn't see, after the play penalties, you didn't see their sideline just coming unglued. I thought, quite frankly, it was like an embarrassing product that Matt LaFleur put out yesterday. So I think just really good business-like win. And I know Nolan Smith is getting a lot of credit. Maybe Seth could touch on this super quickly. Milton Williams, I just thought, was an unsung hero.
He has been all year. He has.
Moving the pocket, putting guys on roller skates.
All right, Drew, we got to move. We got to move fast because we got to get to Joe and Hugh. He's been fantastic this year. Seth, one or two final quick things. If you can just keep it short. Door number one, Jake Elliott. Door number two, best free agent available kicker. Which one are you going with?
Oh, I'm still going with Jake. He just missed the extra point.
Well,
I mean, when the chips are down and we need a kick, I have supreme confidence he gets it done.
Final thing, I know you don't care who the Eagles play next round, but who do you think they will play? Who wins tonight?
I think Minnesota bounces.
I agree. John, you agree with that?
Yeah, I do. I think they're the better team.
I think so, too.
But it could be a good game. The Rams have really come on strong, and we know that they're going to have all sorts of weird stuff they throw at their offensively.
Listen, either they bounce back or Sam confirms that he is who we thought he was.
And cost himself like $50
million. Yeah.
You know, he's playing for a lot of money tonight.
I think he'll have answers this time. I think Sam, they know what he failed against, and they'll have new plans for plays that will beat man.
Seth, thanks for being in here today, my man.
You got it, man.
Brought the fire. It was fun.
That's what I do, man.
It was fun.